Well, we all know Dr. Farah Palmer for her sporting excellence and also for her roles administratively as well. She's done a lot of studies of social aspects of Aotearoa life, and Farah is one of the speakers at the Leaders, Legends, Luminaries event, which is on at Tamaki Makaurau today. It focuses on the theme, Her Story is Just the Beginning, and it's part of this year's International Women's Day kaupapa. Thank you for joining us on the program today at Te Tuhine. Tēnā koe, Farah.
Ha, tēnā koe.
It's good to talk with you again. Women breaking glass ceilings, you have too. So certainly on the move, and to have been invited to be part of this Leaders, Legends, Luminaries event acknowledges your skin in the game. So can you tell us what focus you'll have when you take the podium and talking about women and her story's just the beginning?
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. Look, it's always a privilege to be asked to be part of these amazing events that happen. And what happens is you make a connection with someone, and that someone for me was Agnes Naira. She's, you know, asked me to do a couple of things in the past. And once you get that relationship and they ask you to do something and they put pressure on you, you kind of can't say no. And, you know, it's always lovely to go along to these things. I actually go along and learn a lot from the other speakers. So I'm part of a panel, and the theme is about, you know, someone has to be the first, but you definitely don't want to be the last when you kind of get put into these positions and get given this responsibility. And what do you do to kind of get into those spaces, but also stay in those spaces and make it an option for other wahine to go into those spaces as well?
Well, we're talking about breaking new ground, and there's been a push to get more women involved in governance issues. As Indigenous people too, we feel politically that our issues are being used something as a political football. What about gender issues? How are you reading politics and gender, and how that intersection is working or not in 2025, Farah?
Yeah, look, I think we're definitely getting more diversity in a wide range of things. And, of course, you know, I'm a wahine, but I'm also Māori. So you also have to be careful that you're not kind of ticking all of those diversity boxes and just there for a tokenistic kind of reason. And I think that now it's gone beyond that. And it's great when there are more brown faces around the table. It's great when we've got wahine, takatāpui, whatever, around the table who bring all of their skills, all of their experiences and their decision-making to the table. So for me, I think we try to initiate things, like we have women in rugby conferences. We had a strategy to get more women and girls involved in rugby, for instance, in Sport New Zealand. We were trying to have strategies so that we could get leadership participation and visibility. So there's lots of things you can do behind the scenes to make sure that, yes, somebody has to be the first, and there are other wahine that can definitely do that. But once you're in there, what are you going to do to change the system? And I think we're seeing that in politics, we're seeing that in media, we're seeing that in sport. So it's great to see.
We're making some inroads, but still there are obvious issues of pay parity between men and women. Do you think in time this will be addressed?
In terms of sport and playing in athletes, is that what you're meaning? Or
well,
anything?
Well, yeah, pay packets for women are less than men, have always been.
Yes.
But are we seeing some change here? I mean, the hope is one day so it's not an issue. It'll be gender neutral corridor, but that's not possible at the moment.
No, it's not, but it is definitely closing. But I think the other issue is kind of maintaining that. So we might have a bit of a surge, and then all you need is a couple of women to leave an organisation or come out of a leadership role, and we're kind of back to square one. So we're trying to create a pipeline. We're trying to change the system. We're trying to show that we can value a wider range of skills and attributes, and that we've got to constantly push, though. I think we can't really let our foot off the accelerator yet, because I know when I started on the New Zealand Rugby Board, I was the only female, and then we got up to four at one stage, but then it's quickly gone back to two. So at the moment, we've got a, you have to have at least 40% gender diversity on the board. So you need those kind of targets to kind of keep people focused on that. And I think that's going to be there until we can change the system. And gosh, this is hundreds of years of a system that hasn't really acknowledged women as leaders and women in decision-making roles. So it's going to take a bit of time to shift.
And it also suggests that we need to have pipelines that are encouraging women to gather the skill sets needed on the boardroom or in the boardroom. How are we doing in that space?
Yeah, I think we're doing great in that space. Like, I'm always using rugby as an example because that's the one I'm most familiar with. But I know that we've got a lot of women that are taking on leadership roles and decision-making roles at the provincial union level. We've got loads of women there who do it at the club level voluntarily. And we just need to kind of like encourage them to put their names forward, encourage those people in those board roles or in those appointment roles to consider a wider range of people that they can shoulder tap. We've got a network of wahine who are shoulder tapping women they know that will be amazing for those roles. So there's a whole lot of different things we have to do. I suppose it's like you can't just have one strategy. You've got to have multiple strategies and you just got to keep going and keep applying pressure.
There's some recent history of rugby administrators, wahine, going into central government. Have you thoughts of that too?
No, not yet, not yet. But I think, you know, there are amazing politicians in there. You know, like I love watching the likes of Hannah Rafferty, Maite Clark getting in there and shaking things up. You know, Tariana Turia did her an amazing job there. So I think Dame Hinewihi Mohi is amazing. You know, I've seen her in different realms, and she has a what I would consider a quiet but strong leadership. So I and Leilani Perisi, you know, from the Hurricanes Paua, all of these wahine are doing amazing things, shifting the dial in all of their ways that they do it. And I just love kind of like watching from the sidelines and thinking, they're so brave. I find playing rugby, some people say, you're so brave, but for me, that's nothing. So I just think we all go to our strengths and we do what we can in those spaces.
Tēnā koe, are you still with the rugby board? What are you doing now? Just a bit of an update.
No.
Just bring us up to speed with your mahi, please.
I had spent 8 years on the board and I felt it was time for me to move on. And we had our kind of like handover to the new board, New Zealand Rugby Board. And I'm off the Sport New Zealand board, but I'm on Pūhoro, which is a local not-for-profit board that provides opportunities for Māori in STEM, in the area of STEM. So that's really kind of where I'm focusing on, Māori student success, and that's my kind of kaupapa at the moment.
Tēnā koe. Well, thanks for what you have done for rugby. Everything's in an evolutionary cycle, and rugby obviously was an unchallenged and dominant sport. There are other ways to soak up your leisure time, and so other sports are on the rise as well. When we look at basketball and the interest there, and football as well, with the introduction of the AFC. The Warriors seemingly going from strength to strength. Let's hope that's the case this year. And rugby is in a bit of turmoil. Should we be surprised by that?
Should we be surprised? I don't think so. I think we've kind of like seen the writing on the wall and we're constantly trying to make it relevant for a new generation. We no longer have kind of like a monopoly, I think, over New Zealand's eyes and hearts. So rugby's got to work hard to kind of like make sure we have a good product, make sure we connect with our communities and make sure we reflect the values of Aotearoa New Zealand and carry on. You know, it may not have the heydays of the 50s and 60s where we could pack out a rugby ground, and maybe we'll get back to that one day. But I think there's just so much more for people to have access to, and it's great to see. I don't think it's a one sport only kind of country. We can be amazing in lots of things, and wahine are doing really well in all of those areas.
Tēnā koe. All the best with your kōrero at the Leaders, Legends and Luminaries event, and it's always a pleasure to have a kōrero with you. Thanks so much, Farah.
Kia ora, thank you.
Thank you. Dame Farah Palmer joining us on the program today. This is Up to Two, where Māori issues are deliberately prioritised.